Lively Stones Meditations for 27th January 2024. Those who wait upon the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. Reading from Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Throughout Scripture, there is an example, an urging need to wait upon the Lord, to be patient with him as he is with us. Patience, described as long-suffering, forbearance, endurance, constancy and steadfastness, is noted in Galatians as a fruit of the Spirit. This means that our walking this life as Spirit-filled believers imbues us with the strength of our Lord to be as overcomers in his service. It is easy for us, in our haste, to forget that Father God, for whom a day is as a thousand years, has infinite patience and knows the end from the beginning. We look for a quick fix and the easy answer, while our Heavenly Father is looking to raise his children to be like him, to be as he is. For him, that is the work of a moment. For us, the work of a lifetime. That work does not happen according to our expectations, but according to his plan. God desires that we be fruitful, and that requires us to wait. The very act of waiting on him requires a strength that we do not possess, for in reality, we are weak. But Isaiah says that to those who have no might, he increases strength. He gives power to the weak. Like so many things in the Holy Spirit, the actuality is a circle, something with no beginning and no end, an eternal cycle. God initiates and God completes, and we who believe in him and give ourselves fully to him are begun and finished in him. Did not Jesus say, "It is finished"? The work was finished at that moment before any of us were born. The work is done, and all we need do is commit ourselves to his life to be a part of it, and be patient, long-suffering, for that is in the process. It happens in God's time, not ours. Be patient and wait upon the Lord. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, but once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 20. Prayer does not condition God. Prayer conditions us. Prayer does not win God to our view. It reveals God's view to us. Leonard Ravenhill, revival praying an urgent and powerful message for the family of Christ. In this meditation, we have, in addition to our YouTube video, a song, Wait for the Lord, from Whitestone Farms in Alaska. Just click on the link to listen to it. This song is very special to Jill and myself in our walk with the Lord, composed by a lovely lady in Alaska and part of a Christian fellowship there. It has a deep yearning and a plaintive cry at one and the same time, a cry that brings us into his presence.